Elm Park, a lot of character and a lot of history. Elm Park is not only an historical landmark, but also a source of pride for the city of Worcester. It is a place for children to play, for older folks to gather and talk about the old days or current events, and for bridal parties to pose for wedding pictures. It is a place where postcard photos are taken, where couples walk arm in arm under the colorful foliage in fall, where children and ducks become best friends, and where skaters show off their skills. For the ones who use the park for exercising, if they walk completely around the outer sidewalk of Elm Park, they will have walked 3/4 of a mile. This is the same Elm Park that started off as a swamp and once provided the city with apples and hay. Boats were available to paddle around the shallows. It was originally called New Common. The park was a favorite place for carnivals, circuses, and other traveling menageries, and it also served as a dumping ground for the highway department and the casual job wagon or wheelbarrow. Peonies and azaleas were planted in abundance. Many flowering plants were artfully arranged in season in formal beds with a Victorian flair. A tree nursery was a prominent feature of the park, and trees were nurtured for use on the city streets. Many believe that Elm Park is the first public park in the United States. This is not altogether accurate. The land the park resides on was purchased in 1854, so it's one of the first purchases of land to be set aside for use as a public park in the U.S. Elm Park originally consisted of the land bordered by Park Avenue, Russell Street, Elm Street, and Highland Street, comprising 27 acres. In 1888, Newton Hill, just across Park Avenue, was purchased by the city of Worcester, bringing the total park area to 60 acres. In the 1890s, Elm Park was redesigned and landscaped by the firm of Frederick Law Olmsted, who became famous for co-designing many well-known urban parks, including Central Park in New York City. Olmsted's work, especially in Central Park in New York City, set a standard of excellence that continues to influence landscape architecture today. Thanks to Frederick Law Olmsted's firm, Elm Park contains meandering walking paths, a pond crossed by two iconic footbridges, and a playground. The Newton Hill portion of Elm Park remains far less landscaped and contains basketball and tennis courts, a frisbee golf course, walking trails, and also a high school within the Worcester Public School System. The park is known for its beautiful and historic bridges. The wrought iron bridge, with its heart-shaped ironwork, is frequently used as a backdrop for wedding photos. The Myra Hyatt Kraft Memorial Footbridge was redesigned and refurbished, reopening in 2015. Elm Park was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1970. Maybe I'll see you there.